Hi, we're back up, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne. Oh, boy, we had a very interesting talk here. We're here with John Gary Peeler, but I'm bringing my other guest up, and I want him to talk, and I'm asking Gary, John, can you please stay on? I just want you to hear this, and
I'd love
after...
to, Deanne.
Can you do that?
God bless you and your listeners. I'd love to listen to you.
Okay, because I'm going to call you back on, but I want Mark Kornke to come on. And the thing is that, see, folks, there are good people out here, real good people, concerned about the safety of everyone here in the United States. John Gary Peeler and I and other people out here, whistleblowers, have come forward and try to give information to folks, let you know what's going on behind the scenes and things, and we don't really have anyone backing us or protecting us. We're out here on our own. We got to watch our own backs, let's say, and some of us gather together and we kind of watch each other. If you can imagine, it's very, very difficult because we have a lot of these agents, and there's only a handful of us at times in different states and cities all around. Now, today I was very proud to see all those people marching for this thing and get out of Iraq movement in Chicago, because one thing that was being said throughout that whole crowd, it made my work really important, I thought, was that they were getting the source of their news and information from where we are right now on Indy, on the other side of the equation, from Internet, shortwave, AM, FM, microstations, word of mouth from people that are on these broadcasts, and also from satellite technology. That's where they're getting their news from, because they can't feel, they don't feel they can rely on the mainstream press, because they're not talking about the stories we're bringing forth. Now, the reason why we're bringing these things out here, and I'm doing it, is that, you know, you see things and you see people being violated, and you sit there and you say, okay, well, I'm being paid. But is the pay more than it's worth to see that individuals like yourself are being perpetrated on, harmed, and victimized? Do you continue just to sit there with your paycheck and think that they're not going to come for you next? Well, they do, always. Because those people that get paid eventually become food later on in the food chain are the ones that they want to remove, because they don't want to have any witnesses to the tyranny that they put out. So all of you out there that listen, those guys out there that have been picking up Peeler or wondering what I'm talking about and why I'm doing this, you think back in your heart and soul that, hey, if they compromise people like Peeler and other individuals out there, they can come back and compromise you. If they can compromise Valerie Plame, they can compromise you. If they compromise John Alastasis here, my co-host, they can do that to you. Again, they use the IRS and every little trick in the book. And then a lot of people are locked away with no seeing of sunlight. And they are tortured here in the United States prisons. I'm not talking about going overseas or in Cuba, here in the United States. Now, I'm going to see if my guest is up. He has a huge, interesting story that you need to hear. What happened to him? A man that was out there, a patriot, that was trying to fight for the rights of people to get information and knowledge, because he started seeing things too. And then he's going to talk about his story here live on RBN. So we'll be right back after this break with Mark Kornke. And you need to hear his story, because it hits home to me. Maybe it hit home to you. Be right back up.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back, and this is Deanne live on RBN. Folks, just understand one thing. You know, we've been listening to all this nightmare that's coming out of this White House, but we haven't looked at all the issues of one thing after another that led to September 11 and led to us going in Iraq and led to us being in this quagmire that needs to be straightened out quickly. Straighten out quickly. We have another presidential election coming up, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be a better situation until we actually start looking into our hearts and understanding what I'm trying to get across here in the United States. We have a cold war going on in the United States with fascism and terrorists that are here within this country, and there are presidential declarations, proclamations, and executive orders in hand that say that they're not supposed to be doing any of this stuff. And this is beyond the above of the so-called law that they have in the judicial system. They're not even upholding those laws. So what I'm saying to you folks is that this tyranny needs to be looked at and addressed. And the only way that you can understand what's going on is to talk to and listen to people that have hand-on-hands experience with this tyranny, being locked up in prison, deprived of sleep, deprived of everything you can imagine. Locked up in prison because they know something. Locked up in prison because they decided to stand up for our rights, our Constitution. The Constitution is the fact that we are supposed to have a militia in place in case of the fact that we have outside, inside tyranny that is not being addressed by law enforcement or the folks that are supposed to be here on the ground level, which is our current troops that are our National Guard. We have no one here. So the only thing we do have is a militia. The concept of militia has been changed over the course of time. People have said that they represent hate groups. They say they do this. They say they do that. But right now, America, you know what? What do we have? Who do we have? Do we have anyone here protecting our rights? The people we have in here have laws written up in their books and their townships and cities that the police only police them that are there. Our public servants are protected by them, but we are not. So right now, I'm going to bring up my guest, my special guest, Mark Kornke, and he's going to talk about his story and how he went through his hell and nightmare and where he is today. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Oh, we had the cough button on there, though. I've got to be careful about that. There we go.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Mark, I wanted you to, if you wouldn't mind, talk about what happened to you and tell your story of what happened to you and how you ended up in prison.
Okay. Well, we've got so many things. Actually, it's quite a long story, but it's interesting only in that the way it developed. The one thing that probably made a big difference as far as it could have gone worse, I would think, is that there were enough people who were in uniform who actually were thinking or that were helpful after the fact. And what they did is provided evidence and information afterwards. Of course, not during the event. There were all kinds of convolutions. There were plans within plans, as they say. And we know that it was politically motivated. But what happened literally is that somebody staged a bank robbery in town, in the town where I've lived pretty much all of my life. The mistake they made is the assumption that somehow everybody would just go, just had to be Mr. Kornke. Well, the problem is that even the people that are in the bank and went to school with, they're very familiar with, the bank that I bank with or had banked with for many, many years, the incident was kind of coordinated so that we'd been working and moving stuff around all day using a rental truck, had just picked up folding chairs from the downtown area. And this town is very small. You're talking about a town with two lights, but it's been around for a long time. It's located northwest of Ann Arbor. And we were taking the truck back through town to take it back to the rental facility. And at that time is when the supposed unknown bank robbery was taking place. Well, what's interesting is a character came out of the place, had nothing to do with us. We were passing through town. And as we're moving through town, the cars are responding, different county cars are responding, and other police agencies are responding. And we got to the south of town, we realized that, wait a minute, there's a couple cars waiting down the road, before we got on the expressway. Another car comes up behind us. Now, this whole thing was off the wall from my perspective, we already had other incidents that had taken place before, and they were staged, and we pretty well proved that. And the individuals involved were caught in perjury. They were caught lying, period. In fact, they were actually even polygraphed, and they were caught lying, okay? So the first mission was, first we didn't really think about it other than the fact that, the cops are usually kind of, monitoring the highway for, business revenuing. We know that anyway, and there's a couple of little substations in the area, so they could have been doing a number of things, but progressively they blocked the traffic off. We realized, something's going on where they're going to try and stage something with us. What's interesting is they brought us into a kill zone area, which was an unoccupied stretch of highway, and it was like, I don't think we're going to stop here. We're going to go to the most public place that we can, which I did. And it proceeded to be a pursuit, of course. We dragged things out. One of the things we basically know from our other experiences is by either dragging it out or taking it to a very public place, this changed the math formula, so to speak. Well, we were right. The biggest problem, or my biggest concern, is that they were going to abuse my two boys that were with me in the car. And so we got away from them, got the boys out of the car, and then they progressively, of course, acquired me.
What do you mean, abuse your boys?
Well, this typically has been the case, and we've covered this for many, many years. What they'll do is they'll use the family or torture the family, which we're seeing now. People, when I've used the word torture, people go, Mark, that's crazy. Well, as we all know, torture is now a vocabulary even used by the public media, so we've seen this for years. There's different abuse techniques they use, of course, especially when they get hold of young, you know, preteens or teens that are underage, where they can throw them in the wrong place and whatever. And we understood that we were in a threat environment anyway, so basically got away from those who were pursuing, got the boys out of the car and completely away from me, which was the most important thing, and then eventually they acquired me in the process after this pursuit. But almost immediately, one of the first things that happened is several of the county deputies stepped forward with dispatch tapes, actually tapes that they'd recorded. Some were not even at, were actually weren't on duty that day. They were monitoring all of the frequencies with their radios. And as was confirmed, one of the questions that was asked by one of the sergeants almost immediately was, why are we following Mr. Kornke? He's not part of, he has nothing to do with the bank robbery. And the chief, or actually the sheriff, comes on the radio and goes, we have to talk about this. Go to a cell phone. Now, the interesting thing is that the conversation between the sergeant of the watch and the character who is the sheriff at that time, not the sheriff we have now, is that they were already on what is called a command frequency. These command frequencies are isolated so that they're not interfering with dispatch or communication between cars. So I would ask you the basic question, why would you go from a command frequency that's isolated to have a discussion to a cell phone? What would you think the reason would be?
Immediately, I would think that they were doing that because they were trying to set you up and they didn't want anybody to hear it on any other frequency.
And another, and that, here's the other thing, that dispatch frequency, all of them are recorded.
Mm-hmm.
By
that's
going to the
too.
Cell phone, mm-hmm. they wouldn't be on the recorded, their conversation would not be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other interesting thing, which happens almost immediately, was the 911 call that went from the bank to the sheriff's department. The girl calls, she was told, call the police right away. She does that from the little bank. It's right in the middle of town, a downtown storefront area. It's old, goes back to the founding of the state, of the town itself. Anyway, she gets on and you hear the 911 call, 911 operator, and she goes, yes, this is, you know, Great Lakes. We've just been robbed, Great Lake Banks. And she goes, oh, well, really? Well, is he right there in front of you? And she goes, no. And she goes, well, where is he? And she goes, well, he stepped out of the bank, went across the street, and over to the sheriff's department. And she goes, what did you see? He goes, where is he? And she goes, well, we're standing right here at the front windows, and he went out the front door, across the street, and over to the sheriff's office. And then it's like, we'll have deputies right there. Well, of course, what's interesting is this person then went across the street, met with another sergeant who wasn't part of the duty watch for the station that we have in town, along with other people who were at the Dairy Queen right across the street, literally down from the bank by five storefronts, and stands there for a bit, gets in his pickup truck, and leaves. Now, we eventually find out the name of this person, and we have many people who work and are part of the realty industry here. And this is, again, I'm advancing a little bit, just on this party. We started to try and find out as much as we could about this person. Now, number one, he wasn't from the area, but we find out that he has a property or his place of residence that he is listed for eventually when somebody finally caught up with him is for the Gaylord area. And in the Gaylord area, what's interesting is that this is all public property. You know, most of you might realize that on the tax rolls, we have what is called a plat map. And the plat map, you can go to any township, any county, wherever you are in the country, find out exactly who owns what piece of property. Why? Because the taxes are public information. Well, people with 30, 40 years experience go, say, well, no problem. We're going to find out what this guy, you know, who owns the property and, you know, where this guy lives, whatever. And they start to do the research. They find out exactly where the property is. They do the scan on it. And immediately the first question is, well, why do you need to know? This was from the tax assessor, from the treasurer. Well, I just trying to look and checking out properties, looking to see, well, that information isn't available. He goes, what do you mean it's not available? It's public information. He goes, oh, sir, we can't give that information out. So we have two other people who say, oh, that's crazy. You can just walk right up and get that information. I'll go right into the computers. I'm sorry, sir, we can't give that information out. Now, the house is a $280,000, almost $300,000 home.
Well, we've got to stop you right now.
We've got to go to break.
And we'll be right back with Mark Kornke. got to listen to this. This is something you got to listen to because this happens a lot.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne, and I am Mark Kornke on, and he's giving us his story of what happened to him in a conspiracy to set him up. Mark, I don't want to delay you. Please continue.
Oh, not a problem. Anyway, basically three different attempts all confirmed the same situation. The site itself was being blocked from any further investigation. It was a $300,000 home in a 54-home closed community gated with a guard. And it's interesting that any other property around the site, anything else, could be accessed. So it's obvious, and as far as my opinion goes, this was a safe house for either Fed or for ADL, which doesn't make a difference. The individual himself, information was blocked or was not accessible to the NCIC, which is also interesting. That's another flag that went up. So this person was disposable, or at least was a contract person per se, or whatever reason, as a ring knocker, was doing his, you know, his part, or giving a, shall we say, paying his dues for whatever debt he had, who knows what way. And we don't really care, other than the fact that it's interesting that this person actually robbed the bank.
And went into the police department, well, and left there, and they know who it was. They saw him, And now, how did you get pointed, or fingers pointed at you?
Well, what they did was, we know this, that they, through a series of one or two individuals that specifically directed the rest of the officers towards us without any working knowledge of what was going on, and without making any attempt to stop it. We know that, for instance, the one sergeant who stopped in the downtown area knew exactly what was going on. A mistake that they made is this. There's part of the dispatch. We know that almost as quickly as the bank robbery took place, there was at least one deputy who responded who was inside the bank.
Uh-huh.
While he's talking, you can hear other communications with a second radio net in the background with the actual audio tapes they didn't modify. Now, it's kind of fun. This is my favorite. If anybody's ever dealt with Patriot Radio, has dealt with many, many cases. What was comical is we have the actual dispatch. We have the actual tape done by deputies who were monitoring what the department was doing. We have their tape, which is 100% all real time. Upon, of course, discovery, where we're asking for information later on in the case, we have the sheriff's department version, which was cobbled and was already, I think, between 11 to 12 minutes off within the first, what was it, 5 minutes of the tape. There actually was that much already taken out or cut out intentionally.
Maybe.
The state police version had almost 17 minutes difference in time. In other words, if you start them all up at the same time, one would be real time, the other jumped and was and had whole elements missing. Well, the state police one had even more missing. So each one had doctored the evidence right off the bat. Now, one of the reasons is they didn't want anybody to hear what was actually transpiring in the communications. We know that, and we've seen that before many, many times in other cases. It happens all the time. The good thing is that these other people brought the information forward that we needed to ask the right questions. When we got into the trial, though, of course, one of the most entertaining parts is that the judge flat out said, well, I'm going on vacation in 3 days, and this trial's going to be over before that. Just flat out. Now, that should, of course, tell you something right there. And we also know that there was politics involved. And, I mean, this gets into such a convolution as far as the process. Again, there a little bit of a problem that they had was, to a degree, the fact that they were terrified more of what we had and that they knew we had than they were of anything else, because there's a whole other series of conversations that took place in the tapes that pretty well paint a picture of what the agenda was. Now, we're still in the process, but the next foot's going to fall, because immediately, of course, after the trial, which was a sham anyway, we know that, we filed appeal paperwork. Well, the appeal paperwork was diverted, and it's interesting that I have actually done a lot of pro per work before. Many times in court, actually, where I've defended myself very successfully, had actually a pretty good running record there. We went with a lawyer. The lawyer, of course, I believe personally, and there's no doubt, was pressured from the other direction because he's doing business, and we've warned people about this before. The lawyers are part of the prostitute mechanism with the Bar Association. Well, as expected, things went poorly, to say the least, simply because, again, a retarded effort in presenting evidence, some of which we had, of course, in hand. The appeal, which, of course, went through immediately, was blocked by one of the prosecutors. We have another officer of the court, another prosecutor, who is willing to testify right now. This is part of what we're laying down in the court next, and we're going after specific individuals. And it's going to be more than just for time. It's also going to be for their jobs, as far as what we're filing for, because the malfeasance, what this involves is their actual practice. So that's something that's come up.
Now, how long ago did this happen?
Oh, this is 7 years now.
7 years. And did you serve time?
I actually maxed out with a perfect record, actually almost 7 years.
You were in jail for 7 years.
Yes, actually, murderers and rapists got out. Oh, let me put it this way. Everybody, this helped actually. This, not that anything is good. People would say, oh, you spent that time in jail. Well, it's interesting that this taught a lot of people about the politics of the situation here, and it actually changed the politics in the county to a degree. But the person who robbed the bank eventually was acquired. Of course, there's no background provided. Now, here's the thing. Let me walk you through some logic here. Is robbing a bank a state crime, or like a local crime, or is it something else? Do you recall? Robbing a bank is a federal crime, isn't it?
When we come back from this break, I will answer that.
Okay, very good.
We will be right back. And it's just amazing because this thing that he's talking about goes on all the time. Patterns, folks. This is what they do. We'll be right back when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, we're back. We're here with Mark Kornke. And I'm going to answer Mark's question. Normally, the reporting rank and opinion is that it's supposed to be FBI and Treasury Department. And the Secret Service is also involved because it's a fiduciary crime. So it's three levels of government agencies that are supposed to look into bank robberies. Now, the issue that you're talking about is very interesting and complex because I don't even understand how you were charged with any crime at all.
The only thing I could do is charge fleeing and eluding.
Yeah, but
now here's the thing: the person who robbed the bank. Think about this.
Now you got 7 years for what? What was it that they charged you with?
Fleeing and eluding.
What?
Fleeing and eluding. Now think about this.
Fleeing and eluding what?
That's the whole. What's interesting is this goes back up on the person who was eventually who actually did rob the bank.
Uh-huh.
He was never charged by the Fed in any way or capacity. He was simply charged locally. He spent less than 2 years in the MDOC, Michigan Department of Corrections, for robbing a bank, threatening the tellers, the whole nine yards. I spent about 7 years for fleeing and looting. Make sense?
Fleeing and eluding.
Now, here's the thing about it with this person. His file was made to disappear immediately. Now,
well, he was a government spook.
At least a fellow traveler / ring knocker. They've done this. We even see this in the prison system itself. They have commercial witnesses. People say, oh, they're professional witnesses. Well, you mean commercial witnesses. They have to produce, so they have to lie in order for them to generate something.
Well, those are the informants, or the ones that they create.
Right, they're called professional witnesses.
they basically have some criminal element against them, and they put them out there, and they act, you know, to basically compromise people or set up a secondary plot.
Well, hold on, though, but here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something right now, because we've tracked and watched them, and this is from inside the system. There are some, they don't have any criminal element whatsoever with regard to a charge.
Mm-hmm.
They are commercial liars. They're actually dropped in different, both prisons and even at the county level, back and forth, and they virtually fabricate. They are ring knockers. These characters are also fellow travelers. This is something where we've watched them and tracked them, especially when you have time and you're in a system like that. You're communicating with each other. Strangely enough, the prisoners, contrary to what everybody might think, aren't staring at the wall and, you know, doing mumbly pegs. I mean, a lot of them are quite intelligent. Or at least you're up to speed. After all, you either get focused, you either become, you treat it as a monastery or you treat it as a prison. Take your pick. Real quick, you learn that if you don't take care of things yourself, things go to hell in a handcart real quick. So people get really focused. And the higher up in the security system you are, the more focused they are, and typically the more adept they are at law,
mm-hmm.
Which is something the system is terrified of to no end because you've got lots of time on your hands.
Yeah,
do something.
Study law.
Oh, that's right. Some of the best legal, paralegal people I've seen / pro se people I have seen are both, well, either in the Patriot movement or they're, you know, in the system like that. In this situation, we get a chance to study a lot of cases, work on a lot of cases. I worked extensively in law. Three cases that I helped with, and I mean directly helped with, went not only were reviewed by the Supreme Court, but went into the Supreme Court. In fact, we have the one right now that's still before the Supreme Court as a case that is going to be a benchmark case that involves and tied in the sovereignty issue. And it got through the doors. It had to be reviewed a second time. There is a way to do this. Most people don't realize it. Even if a case is reviewed and is dropped or is rejected by the Supreme Court, you can reintroduce it. And once you've studied enough, you can find, hey, there is another door. You use the second door. Typically, you'll run it through, and they're forced to actually review the case in the court and bring it before the court, which is what we did. But in this case, with this character, the files disappeared. The background information disappeared off of the MDOC's computer system, which tells us that's the big flag right there, that they are scrubbing the system so that he disappears. Mostly because of his image. They don't want his image out there because they may use the character again.
And it's the same thing that happened to me out in Hinsdale, Illinois. I had rented a house from this woman, gave her $3,000, and I, you know, assumed that she was the owner. And anyway, some things came up, you know, that were another one of these spook operations. And anyway, I started looking at the same thing you went into, went into the deeds and the tax records and things, and found that this party didn't have no name or anything at all in that building. It was not an agent, was not an actor or anything, and they gave me a lease contract. So I started looking into them, and they were claiming that they were a nurse. They were not a nurse in the hospital. They had a phone that was directed directly into the hospital, rang through the hospital.
Yep.
And anyway, there was an emergency that happened with my warder. And I called the hospital personnel office, and they said they had nobody in there working under that name as a nurse. And they said there was a woman working in there through some agency, and she was working on the telephone line. And she was telling me she was a nurse. So then I started running through the neighborhood asking people if they knew who this woman was, and they said they saw her lurking around the area, but she did not own the house I was in. So I went and took that information and took it into court and said that she was committing fraud on the court, because we went into court. She had operated under various names. There was real estate that had PIN numbers that were tied to her with no building, nothing there. There were phone numbers on property in Hinsdale and also in Darien that had phone numbers to the property. When you ring the phone, it rang somewhere, but it was not nothing or building or site on the property where the numbers went through. And again, that's what they do. You know, they set these people up and they put them on certain people, or they do like they did with you. Okay, now fleeing and eluding from what? There has to be some point of reference of what you were fleeing and eluding for. And they can get away with using just the term fleeing and eluding and have no connection to what you were allegedly involved in and hold you up 7 years in jail. But yet, they have this other guy out there that had gone in and robbed a bank, and he gets a slap on the wrist. Well, you know, this is the whole issue.
Actually,
and
we know
it's happening out here, and your tax dollar is going to this. And we got a presidential election going on. You think this is going to stop?
Well, the big thing there, as you know, Ron Paul is the solution. We've got to hammer that constantly. Ron Paul for president. We need to push that from that direction.
Mm-hmm.
From the inside the system, I will tell you this, that, for instance, we watch this. We watch them engineer paroles and releases, people with multiple offenses. Now, if you come in, let's say you came in right now and you're a single person, no record, clean record other than this incident. You know, and I'll give you an example. Right now, the big rape is drunk driving. If you have three charges, no murdering anybody, no hitting anybody. If you have three charges for drunk driving with no record, no background, you didn't kill anybody, you didn't hit anybody, you didn't hurt anybody, they will now send you to prison.
Yeah, for
now,
3 years.
You have no background.
Out here it's 3 years and they take your car.
Here's what's cute about this. You have no background. You're up for parole review within 1 year, okay? You will not get out. You will max out.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you come back as what we call a PV new bit prisoner, parole violator, in other words, you've already been out on, say, two or three paroles, parole violation, new bit, PV new bit means that you got a new case, another felony for, say, 8 years, 10 years, or whatever, you will be out within 3 months. If you are a PV new bit charge, you will be out within 3 months. Well, I watched people that they rotated in and out four times in 1 year. With multiple charges. Now, the same another person with drunk driving, perfect record, got
mm-hmm.
all of his Alcoholics Anonymous and all of his other stuff done inside, including his psych classes, 100% best rating. He'll get a flop for 12 months to 24 months and max out.
Well, I met a gentleman in DuPage County, and I was going out there 3 years. They took his car. And he was he brought all kinds of paperwork, and he was going to sentence hearing, and he told me that 3 years was the minimum. He said it could have been higher than that, that he's going to be, and that's to him serving for a DUI. Now, they never took a breathalyzer test, anything.
Well, that's a good point. The latest racket right now is, and we've seen this. Now, here's what I've said years ago, and I'm going to say this again to all your listeners, that they eat their young. But what's going to happen every time these latest du jour flavored, you know, the latest flavor of the day law to enforce, it's going to be great until Buffy gets hit. As soon as somebody who's got money, their child or enough of them start getting hit too, because the machine has to keep eating and it doesn't care who it is. But when enough of the Buffys and Biffs get hit, all of a sudden it's going to be, oh, this law's not good. Well, we've had a bunch of cases covered here in Michigan
mm-hmm.
where they are grabbing people, and they're even saying the guy doesn't drink. They've got three right now that are before the courts, and why they should even be before the courts. The man doesn't drink. He said right on the videotapes when the cops are pulling, the state cops here have machines, and he says, I want you to do a blood work up on me right now. I want you to take me to the hospital and do a blood work right now. And they refused. And then they still charge him with driving under the influence, and he's still fighting this in court.
And the thing is that now here, too, there's a new law. If you go 1 mile over the speed limit, they can give you a $150 fine.
Well, that's well, okay, all of this is where we are right now. The economy is based upon non-productivity. We have a bunch of parasites in government who are doing what's called, what I warned years ago, is called creative revenueing. And everybody said, oh, that's crazy. They're not going to do that. right now, all these local cop shops and county shops and even these poor schmucks in the state police forces in many states bought into this big government bucket money that was just handed over with no accountability. And I argued, what are you going to do when they cut it off? Well, here's what's going to happen. The state, these local police who weren't thinking and don't know accounting and the bosses, whoever was in charge, was greedy. All of a sudden, that government teat is going to get cut off, and they're going to still want all that money because they're used to stealing and thieving at a certain level. And that's exactly why one mile over the speed limit between the radar gun or the laser.
Well, they're using the street lights that they have. They have cameras hidden there, and they're doing the same way that they do with the tollway authority. So they take a picture of your license plate, and that is enough for you if you go before their administrative judge. And by the way, the administrative judge that they have in the tollway authority is a privatized attorney that they hire, and you have no right to jurisdiction, because once you admit guilt, and that's by pointing, and they say, is this your plate? And if you say that's your plate, you're guilty. So that's how they're gathering up money. They almost locked me up, because what they were doing was on a 40 cent folk tollway fine, and where the machine could be broken, they would come up and send you a bill for $120. And people were getting upwards of $2,000-$3,000 on it. They would suspend your plate, and then you would have no vehicle to drive. So what they're doing, I feel, Mark, and everybody that's on here, is departmentalizing people so that they know where you are, and you can't use public, private, or any type of transportation. They are also increasing the amounts of money that you have to pay for the regular public transportation, and they're making it possible for you to drive through and out of town of these tollways. So I think what they're doing is certain levels of people they do not want on the road, because they're making not only money off of them, but this is a way that when they decide to come in and start getting rid of people, they can do it easily. Do you feel that, Mark?
That's where the one point that I bring out is, again, for everybody out there listening, join and support the militia, period. The only thing we have left, there's no debate or discussion on this, okay, as far as this goes, is if you can see that you're going to look at mass execution, and that's really what their agenda is. I don't disagree with that at all. They were going to have to put a stop to it and stomp their butt cold, period. And I'd be the first to tell you flat out, there is no, other than Ron Paul, here's what everybody's talking about out here. We've got a couple thousand people all over. I mean, I've been talking all over the Midwest, and I'll be talking outside of the Midwest here shortly again. Plus, I've been doing radio every day, you know, nonstop, 3 and 4 hours a day. The general attitude is, A, Ron Paul, B, going to war. I think everybody out there better start thinking that way. Even if you're not going to fight, you better have your food and water squared away. You better have your personal affairs squared away. You need to be ready to deal with the issue, because there's a point where you can no longer deal with the parasite. Because a parasite is like a spoiled two-year-old. In this case, with very little of any gray matter between their ears, they will become rabid very quickly. We're already seeing this. And there isn't any acceptable solution to let this happen. I mean, first of all, here in the United States, we don't have a king, we don't have a czar, we don't have an emperor. The only reason that's going to happen is if good people sit on their hind end and do nothing. And that's wrong, first of all. We're going to have to arm up better. We're going to have to square everything away. It's going to be a mess. It's always been a mess. The American Revolution was very, very messy. The American Revolution this time around, to clear them back out again at Bayonet Point, is going to be very messy again. And I don't hesitate to say it, because we have got nothing to lose and everything to gain right now, because they're going to try.
Well, hold on.
Go right ahead. We're going to break, it sounds like, too. So,
may I ask, Mr. Kern,
why were you targeted
to begin with, sir?
Obviously,
they targeted you, but did they give a? Is there a reason? The Patriot Movement, or what?
Can you hear that, Mark?
Oh yeah, I got you. There we go. We got you, Dane.
You got John Peeler asking you a question.
I can't hear. Where we go there?
I'm sorry. Why did they target you to begin with, Mr. Kermke?
I'm sorry.
Why did they target you to begin
there
with?
There we go.
Mr.
That's right. I don't know why, but he's really weak. Well, actually, I've been involved and active with the Patriot Movement and the militia for about as long as you can imagine. So, from both behind the scenes and then publicly, right up in everybody's face.
Well, the thing is that, I worked in the traffic department, and I saw this pattern, and it's getting really worse. And I want to ask John, what do you think about what Mark had said?
I think he's a patriot and part of the patriot movement. That's the reason he was targeted. And may I quote Timothy McVeigh, also known as Tim Tuttle, when he infiltrated the patriot movement, one of his favorite sayings was, "The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants."
Yes.
I think that's from Jefferson, isn't it, sir? Is that Thomas Jefferson saying?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, let me tie something in here real quick. I know we got noise. In fact, we got all kinds of people here right now with a meeting going on, too. While I was in the system, contrary to what, and in fact, guys, I think you know this, too. There's a lot of people that are in the Patriot effort that are all through the system. Nobody ever bothered to try and interrogate me or ask any questions because they pretty well, I think, understand that, you know, they can go, you know what, up a rope. But it's interesting that we had a lot of people who quietly just said, hey, you know, and I'll give you the most common way they said, hey, you don't know who I am, but let me show you something. And then it was like, just for your information. Well, what was interesting is one of the counselors sat me down and this person said, I want to show you something I found on your file. And she goes scrolling down, this person goes scrolling down through the file, and she turned the screen, which, of course, we're not supposed to see the sacred computer screens, right?
Right.
And she goes, look at this. He goes, I've never seen this before in a person's file. And in miscellaneous, and this was with a new computer system that they had in place, it said Category 11 prisoner.
We have to stop there. We're going to break, and
no,
we'll be
no
right
problem.
Back. We have a caller. Want to bring him up as well. Be right back on RBN, the D.M. Burley Show. With Mark Carmkey, John, Gary Peeler, and John Alistair.
Excellent.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back, and I'm going to bring a listener up because this is a heavy-duty subject, this situation of using trafficking, traffic procedures, and we're going to talk to Mark and also John about, it's a huge amount of money that goes through traffic court. You wouldn't even believe how much money that goes into those court systems, and is it accounted? We're asked for a whole lot of money every day to increase taxes, but the judicial system is making a heck of a lot of money out of trafficking. And plus, they're impounding people's cars, and they're selling those cars and keeping the revenue of those cars. And a lot of people are still going to pay notes on those cars. They incarcerate people and make sure that they don't have work and they can't go to jobs and stuff and take their vehicles away. One gentleman out here told me he went through a town and his plate light was out. That's what they stopped my car, by the way, for his plate light. Sent seven squad cars. You know how much money that is to pay the police to have seven squad cars to come stop someone because of a plate light being out. There was a situation, a suspended plate I didn't know anything about. They don't notify you anything. They just do. And then they can lock you up and take your car. Because it cost about, $900 total, all this stuff to get my car. Just less than a couple of miles away. This is what they do. They make their money with huge amounts of revenue. And then they come back and say there's no money. No money in the state. They have to charge you more taxes and more property taxes. It's a winding game that they're playing. And we're the pawn. And when you only wake up when they start doing this to you. And the folks in the level that think they're not going to be involved, which are those people out there, the white-collar workers, they're making $50,000, $100,000. They're being hit right now hard. Folks up there up to $200,000 level are getting hit hard. Folks are losing their houses all over. $200,000-$300,000 homes are going like mad. Again, this is a thing that's not just hitting just the low guy on the street. It's hitting everybody. And they're hitting us hard because, again, this nation's getting ready to take a huge change. And if we don't change what we're doing and making a little bit more demands, in fact, huge demands of what, accountability, this is going to get worse. Now I'm going to go to John Doe. John Doe, are you there?
Hello, good evening.
Hi, John Doe. How are you doing?
Well, truly an honor. I mean, considering the host is certainly the guest. I would just hope that the folks that are having their little bubble burst and are having somewhat of a paradigm shift or they're picking their jaw up off the floor, that they listen real close when folks ask that you support the radio station or you respect the request to support your constitutional republic by getting up off your easy chair, getting over to the phone or your congressman's office and demanding Senate Subcommittee on Un-American Activities be reestablished immediately. It's a real honor to talk to you, sir. I just had one question and one request. Considering your extreme experience, and you are listening to a part of history here, folks, Dion didn't tell you, but this gentleman was before Alex Jones. He was the one that raised the alarm. He spent seven very quiet, lonely years in jail for it.
Well, we're going to stop right here. We hear the music. We're going to break and hold on, John Doe. We also have another caller, and we'll be right back up to the next hour on the Dion Berle Show.
Hello, world. with recent